Well, the idea came about probably around the June time initially, and in that we were having issues here on the main street with rubbish collecting, and it was decided and thought about that we would need a group together to challenge and to inform and to get things done together in Moncranna, but we needed something up our sleeve at the same time. And we would had vouchers 25 years ago when the original Chamber of Commerce came about, and we had vouchers with the last Chamber of Commerce. But because of lack of participation and volunteers and COVID, they sort of they fell by the wayside. So the idea was to get people interested, get them to a meeting, and then to give them the idea that you can buy a voucher in Moncranna, and then the money has to be spent in Moncranna. And it got all the businesses excited because it meant that the money stayed in the town rather than giving somebody cash as a present and it can be spent anywhere. So that's the background to it. So we will be having an AGM in early January where we will then formulate the proper committee with chair and treasurer. But at the moment, it's just let's get this pilot scheme to the end of the year, get a bit of buzz around the town, get the businesses behind us, and start to feel good again about ourselves, because we are a very good town and we're a very busy town at times, but we're still lacking a coordinated group to challenge and to help everybody along. That's the idea.
And there seems to be a real sense of community at the core of this project.
Yeah, the meeting last night now was, there was over 50 at the meeting, but we already had about 27 businesses signed up. And from the meeting, we got about another 28, 29. So we're up to about 56 businesses. The target would be great to get a 100 out of business. But the atmosphere at the meeting was very positive. Everybody was happy that there was somebody that was trying to do something. I can't do it all on my own. I told them that last night, so I will need help. But, from now until the end of the year, we'll take out the vouchers. We'll be the only shop in Moncranna that's selling them at the moment, because at least then it'll be controlled. And if anything goes wrong, I'll take the blame. And then maybe next Christmas, we can have three or four different shops then. So it's just a matter of building it. We've a long, long way to catch up, because we've lost the last 5 or 6 years since COVID.
And you mentioned there that you have a good starting point for businesses who are interested in the project, but maybe other ones now that are hearing this and think that they'd like to get involved, how can they do that?
Well, initially, now this year, there's no charge. There's no membership fee or anything like that. So, what we'll be doing is when we're issuing the voucher, we'll be given a list of businesses. And them list of businesses, then the people can pick and choose if they want to spend €20 here or €30 there. To get your name on that list at no charge for this year is a matter of just giving me the details in the shop in Moncranna, food for thought. And we put you on our database. So it's name of business, contact number, and email number. And what we will be doing is we'll be setting up the Facebook and setting up a WhatsApp group. And we'll be informing anybody who's registered on the database of things that's happening around the town, and any offers that they have, they can share back with us through the database. So it's about working together. Now, what happens next year when the group becomes official, it may be a case that you must be a member to get on the sheet, and that membership then would help to pay for the cost of the vouchers and the administration of it. But that's for next year to decide and to be determined. This year it's a free one. It was sponsored by 11 of the businesses last night who volunteered to put up the funds for it. They weren't asked. So they just may not want to be too involved in the running of it, but they want to finance it. So it was very appreciative, because it meant that we left the room knowing that it was going to happen rather than who's going to fund us, So it was a surprise for me, because that's not what was not my intention last night, but that's what the businesses wanted to do. So it was great.